Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to The Powerful Patient. I'm Joyce Graff and we're delighted to have you with us today. Today we're going to talk about lung cancer and preparing yourself for the experience of going through lung cancer and the treatment and the aftermath and surviving lung cancer. And we're going to talk with some very interesting folks from North Carolina. So I wanted to introduce my partners here. First of all, Robin Martinez from Colorado. Hi, Robin. How are you?
Hi, Joyce. It's great to be here.
Thank you, and it's wonderful to have you here. Robin is the lead moderator with smartpatients.com, and she deals with people who have any number of cancers, one of which, of course, is lung cancer. And also we have Mike Lawing, who is from North Carolina. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Joyce. I'm doing great. Glad we've got everybody on the call today, and we do have an interesting program lined up, and of course, we're going to talk a little bit more about lung cancer and other cancers, and also about some wellness that comes along with surviving this disease. I've got a dear friend of mine that I have known for a number of years with Wind River Cancer Retreats, and her name is Shannon Carney. Hello, Shannon. Welcome to our broadcast.
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much. It's great to be back, and always good to be with you.
Well, we're glad you took the time out of your schedule to join us. Shannon, suppose you tell us how Wind River came into existence, you know, the background and why this organization got started.
Sure. We are a small nonprofit in Western North Carolina. And this experience, as I like to call it, grew out of my partners and my personal experience with breast cancer about 15 years ago. I always say that we went through the experience together. And when we finished, we were still in our 30s, so pretty young. We realized that there was an awful lot of pieces of the puzzle, as I like to call it, that seemed to be missing from the more traditional hospital approach. I love the medicine that I got and the chemotherapy and everything that took care of my health on one level, but I found there was a tremendous gap when it came to some of my emotional and spiritual and mental health. And so Wind River came out of that recognition that there was a need for a more holistic approach for survivors. And back then, there was very little out there in sort of the integrative space where they looked at the patient and the mind, body, and the spirit. So Wind River kind of came out of that specific need that we saw when we realized that people needed to reconnect with their whole self. They also needed to spend more time in nature, which is a personal passion of ours. So Wind River was something that we sort of carved out while camping out west one time. We spent 6 days in the Wind River mountain range. And we said, gosh, what if we could bring people backpacking, but they didn't have to wear a backpack. They could actually sleep in a bed and have real hot meals. So that was how Wind River sort of started, was camping or backpacking for grown-ups.
That's quite an amazing story. And, of course, if anybody visits your site and they see, we're going to show a video. We'll put that on our website. That a local television station has done about your arrangement up there, they would think that Wind River grew out of the location where you currently are. Now, one of the things you said, you're a small nonprofit, and of course, finding funds for your organization I know can be challenging. And this week, this past weekend, you participated in something called 24 Hours of Booty in Charlotte, North Carolina. Can you fill us in a little bit about that and how they help you to fund some of your projects?
Yeah, absolutely. So the title is a little bit crazy, 24 Hours of Booty. It wouldn't imply off the top of your head what it actually is, which is an amazing organization called the 24 Foundation that provides cancer support and cancer funds to nonprofits who are trying to make an immediate impact in the lives of people with cancer. And what I love about 24, as they affectionately call themselves, is that they're focused on the survivorship piece. I mean, there's a lot of need for monies in research, but there's also a lot of need for those that are going through cancer and their loved ones that are going through this cancer journey right now. So this past weekend, imagine 1,200 bicyclists coming out and cycling a 3-mile loop over a 24-hour period of time. They start at 7 in the evening and they go all the way through the night until 7 o'clock the next night. And we are proud to be a beneficiary. And more important than any of that is that it's a place where survivors and their loved ones and their community can come out and be together. And people no longer feel as alone. They feel connected and they feel re-energized. They get a lot of hope from the weekend. So we're proud and honored. I've been involved with them since I went through cancer 15, 16 years ago. And 24 Foundation is amazing.
Sounds fabulous.
Thank you, Shannon. Now, Robin, you got any comments on the uniqueness of that type of funding, and maybe you can lead us into the upcoming project that they're doing on cancer survivorship for lung cancer patients?
Well, I looked at the website for the fundraising group, and they do an amazing amount of work nationwide. They support lots of programs, including Wind River. And Wind River is having this little retreat for lung cancer patients in North Carolina, which just sounds lovely. The pictures of the campsite and the website for Wind River is absolutely gorgeous. It just makes you want to go there and sit by the stream and watch the waterfall and listen to the birds and the water running and enjoy nature. And that's really good for anyone, but especially for cancer patients who so often are all tied up in doctor's appointments and GANs and treatments and just a busy, busy life medically involved. Getting away from health issues for a while and just relaxing is a wonderful thing. So I'd like to ask, about how many people do you anticipate will be coming to this one, Shannon?
Well, let me step back for just a minute, because I think it's important for the listeners to hear. We have retreats both on our premise and the property that Mike described earlier. Those retreats, we'll have two of those, for example, this fall, that will be 8 to 10 people, just the person with cancer, not a spouse or a caregiver. And those are for all types of cancer. And that's something that we've always been really excited about, that we can bring together people with different types of cancer and realize that they're on the same journey. And those retreats take the same premise of all of our retreat programs, which is we bring in Tai Chi and yoga, we bring in healthy eating and ideas about how to improve your nutrition, you know, without it being crazy hard. We might bring in healing touch practitioners and art and music and bonfires. I get really excited just thinking about them because they're just an amazing experience. They're a chance for survivors to put things down and sort of return to their most authentic and best self. And specifically, though, the lung cancer retreat that we're going to do this fall, it's going to be September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, so it's going to cross over 3 days, is actually going to be in the Raleigh-Durham area of North Carolina. It's actually going to be in Raleigh. And we're so excited because that's a partnership with the Lung Cancer Initiative of North Carolina. And the idea here is, and I know, Robin, you know a lot about lung cancer. It is a tricky little cancer, and it has a lot of things associated with it, both health issues as well as stigma. There's a lot more stigma around lung cancer than some of the other cancers in terms of its attention and how people feel when they announce that they're a lung cancer survivor versus, candidly, and I'm one of them, a breast cancer survivor. So our retreat on lung cancer is going to be bringing together a larger group, maybe 15 to 16, 17 individuals who are all lung cancer survivors, either in treatments or done with treatments. And the idea is that they can then really make friendships and camaraderie and come together and all know that they're on the same playing field. They're dealing with the same kinds of experiences. They can share stories, and they can also, you know, offer help to one another, sort of pay it forward. We have a phenomenal drumming facilitator who's going to come to that retreat. We have an incredible healing touch practitioner who's going to come in and teach some breathing and meditation and how to really feel your own body and help move the energy in your body so it heals better. We have a nutrition expert, and we have, gosh, there's one more thing, and I'm forgetting it. Oh, Tai Chi Mike, our fantastic Tai Chi master, is going to help people move their bodies and feel good. So we're really excited about this one in the Raleigh area.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, what kind of facility is involved?
So this one's a little unique because we really want to keep the nature element at the forefront of this retreat. So we are going to use a campus facility for some of the sort of core pulling things together, but then we're going to have two separate outings on two of the days that are going to take us into some of the regional arboretum and park areas. So we're going to be in gardens doing Tai Chi, and we're going to be out by a lake when we do the drumming. And at the end of the weekend, there's an amazing race. It's one of these, you know, support race, you know, 5K races for the lung cancer community. And that's going to be a chance for everybody to come back and then hook up and meet each other's families to come out to this race at the end of the weekend. So they've met these new friends, and now their families and loved ones can meet the people that they've just met and sort of, as I like to say, cross-pollinate. So we've got a really nice balance of keeping people in the nature element for this particular retreat.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It is. We have a lot of laughs. I mean, I can talk about all of the activities, and it doesn't tell the story. I mean, the story is when you get to be around other people that are going through something traumatic, and you're able to sort of just take a moment and forget about all of that and kind of find your best self again and then share it with another person. And in doing so, you end up sort of coming out of a weekend like this feeling not just restored but rejuvenated oftentimes. I like to use the word hope has sort of re-energized and become part of your mantra again.
I think that's a really good way to put it. It is very energizing to meet other patients and other people who are going through the same experience.
And Shannon,
so Mike,
you brought up something.
Do I remember you attended one of these, didn't you, Mike?
Well, I've attended some of the sessions very similar to that Shannon has helped to facilitate. And I've been to Wind River before in a Tom Sawyer work day to help clean up. And I've wanted to go back several times, but it's never fit into my schedule. Shannon, you're talking about a holistic, integrative approach for the mind, body, and spirit. And so many people, when they're diagnosed and they get into survivorship mode, they lose contact with that mind-body-spirit relationship, and it just begins to focus on the medical grind of getting well, doesn't it?
It really does. And it's unfortunate that as a society, we have a tendency to emphasize the things that are going wrong in our life. And what I'm encouraged and excited to see in the research that is coming out is that there's more and more emphasis on the fact that we as cancer patients have more control than we realize when it comes to our attitude, when it comes to our approach to the problems at hand, when we can feel more empowered and actually be able to participate in some of the healings as opposed to being told this is what you need to do. And so that's one of the things we offer these retreats. That's the core of what we do. But we also have a number of outreach programs that we provide also at no charge to people. One of them is I will routinely talk to individuals the night before a major surgery. And the idea is that survivors need sometimes to have their frame of reference, their mindset, to be in a particular place so that when they go into that surgery the next day, they're not just handing over their power to the doctor and the staff. They're actually saying, I'm on board. We're going to do this, and we're going to do it together, and I want to breathe my way through it with that individual so that they can go into that and feel like their breath is something that is actually a healing quality that's going to actually help them through the surgery. And so as I'm a yogi of 30 years, so I'm a yoga therapist as well. And so I oftentimes use breath with people to help them feel more centered. And these are the kinds of programs that we offer, not just through myself and Dave, but through other practitioners that we engage to help survivors feel more in charge of things that are in front of them.
That is so good. When you think about it, we use Lamaze classes in childbirth.
Yes.
And so why not do something for surgery and these major procedures that we're having? Joyce, you got any comments? I'm afraid to turn you loose because Robin and I will lose our voice, but go ahead, Joyce.
No, hardly. But, no, Shannon, I completely agree with you about preparing yourself for surgery. As a matter of fact, in, what was it, 1986, I took my son to the kind of holistic yogi person you're talking about here in Boston. They've been doing research on mind-body medical connections and how much your mind really can help your body. And he learned breathing techniques before his two surgeries at the age of 14 and 15. And we still use those breathing techniques because it really does help to relax you, help you feel more in control. And people who practice those techniques need less pain medication and heal more quickly. They've actually done scientific studies with it. So it's very much
a good
thing to do.
Absolutely. And we have another service that we offer. We created a double disc CD that you can actually download for free, any of the tracks that you would like from our website. And it's a guided imagery relaxation CD. It is not specific to fighting like a chemotherapy treatment and, you know, and cancer specific. Instead, we wanted it to be available to the caregivers, the cancer survivors, the cancer professionals. And we literally, in 10 minutes or less, we can walk you through a really beautiful nature experience like a day at the beach or walking up to a healing waterfall, which is a guided imagery that I created for myself when I went through treatments. And I literally will walk, you'll hear my voice on that particular track with music that five of us created and the sound of our creek in the background. And you will walk up through this bamboo forest and you'll end up standing metaphysically, you know, this is in your mind's eye. You'll be standing underneath this waterfall as it sort of washes through you and pushes out of your body anything that you no longer need. Now, if you've never done a guided imagery or anything like that, they're really easy, and they're not scary. And like I said, ours are all 10 minutes or less, and they are a perfect way to just take a mini vacation for free. And and what it does scientifically, there's a whole science behind it, like you were saying, Joyce, and it actually calms your central nervous system. It increases your killer T cells. I mean, I can get into all the science. But mostly, it works really well for 70 to 80% of the population, so most of us, and it's just worth trying, whether it's ours or somebody else. I'm a big advocate of doing some sort of guided imagery when you're going through treatments.
Absolutely, and just to reinforce that, when I learned it first in the Lamaze classes in the 1970s, they used to say, get out of the way of your body, let your body do what it needs to do, and just take your mind to the beach. And that's very much what you were talking about. So guided imagery, things are good. The one caution, don't do them in the car when you're driving. But
that's the first track. I'm also a recovering attorney. So before we came into this space of the cancer community and providing service to others, I had a very different lifestyle.
Right. So in any way, I mean, it's a wonderful thing to do, and it is, as you say, very simple. Anybody can learn it. It's not a religion. It's just a way of relaxing and have a good time with it. Just use it quickly. And wonderful that yours are available for download. That's great. I heard Robin
I would like to urge the men to give this a try. A lot of guys think, oh, that's not for me. That's too touchy-feely. That's new age. That's they have prejudices against it, and they think that it's for people who are kind of way out there. But it really isn't. It's just like it's like having a dream, except you're awake. And you imagine being in a peaceful setting, and suddenly you're more peaceful.
Well, and that's
point,
because my partner Dave, he has done half of the tapings, and it is really nice. Some people prefer to hear a male voice, and some prefer to hear a female voice. I think whether you're just to try some different ones is a really great way to sort of step into that space and go, this is not woo-woo. This is just me getting a break from the monkey mind, as I oftentimes call it, the chaos of the day-to-day. That's a great point about men stepping up and stepping into this space.
You know,
so
many guys in the morning will sit down with a cup of coffee and just stare off into nothingness and enjoy that cup of coffee. Or in the afternoon, they'll sit down with a beer or something and just relax and unwind. And this is basically what you're talking about, except you're using some more devices other than just that. And that's something that all of us can incorporate into our lifestyle. Unfortunately, Shannon, you can only take care of people in the Carolinas the way you're set up, but this is something that's available to anybody that hears this podcast. They can find resources anywhere.
And Mike, we have one other service that we do provide to people beyond the Carolinas, and that is we have one of our survivors. Her name is Cheryl LaCroix, and she is a 7-year breast cancer survivor, but she has spent a lifetime of working on her own self-improvement as it relates to health and wellness, and she has become her own expert in nutrition and eating well and finding a healthy lifestyle, including exercise. And we offer to survivors like a 3-part phone call series, you know, so you can have like 3 short calls of 20, 30 minutes each with Cheryl at no cost. And it's really kind of a peer-to-peer talking to a person who, you know, understands that we're frustrated sometimes with the choices we make nutritionally and exercise-wise. And we have just found that while we can't bring everybody to North Carolina, there are still things that anybody who wants to make a difference in their own health and wellness, if we can help support that, then we want to do that. And this is one of the programs that we've created over the past couple of years to do just that, to give people a chance to sort of step out and give themselves a jump start as it relates to one of the areas that so many survivors beat themselves up about, which is I'm not eating right and I'm not exercising.
And it's really hard. A lot of people, I've heard a lot of people say, you know, I know I should eat right, I want to eat right, but the potato chips are right there and I don't have to cook anything.
Yes. True. And Cheryl's good with short, you know, little things, little ideas to make incremental changes. And then also just to help figure out if others need to be brought in to help you in your quest for wellness. That are more local in your area. She can at least talk about the types of resources you might look out for.
she really sounds like a great resource to have available.
We're very lucky.
That's great. So it sounds like a cross between a camp out kind of environment. I'm picturing guitars and campfires and just wonderful relaxing times and enjoying Mother Nature.
Yeah, one of our key mottos when we left our corporate jobs, Dave and myself, was we wanted to simplify. And in many ways, my life is not as simple as it was before, but I love my life. I have so much less stress, and in that, if I've done nothing else, then I have truly simplified.
And you've got a newsletter that's available for anyone that wishes to subscribe that has a lot of these tips on it,
Sharon? I do. So our website, and I'm sure you'll put it up on the page, but our website is Wind, W-I-N-D, River, Services.org. And again, if in the North Carolina area we have listeners who are lung cancer survivors or have friends who are lung cancer survivors, we would love to plug you into our hopefully first of many retreats that really targets that specific audience. And if you're also in the Carolinas and just dealing with other things, we have various meetups and other retreats for folks in the Carolinas. And again, if you're not geographically here, it doesn't mean that we won't provide support. We have easy-to-download guided meditations. You can pick the ones you like, take them all. And we also do provide some peer-to-peer nutrition wellness kind of phone calls if anybody's interested in that. And all they need to do is go to the Contact Us section on our website, and then we'll get that link and we'll follow up directly.
Great. Let me ask you one question following up on something you alluded to before, and that is the stigma that there is around lung cancer. I know when you say you have been diagnosed with breast cancer, you get a lot of sympathy, but when you say you've been diagnosed with lung cancer, usually question number one is, how long have you smoked? And the implication being, sounds like you did it to yourself.
Yeah, and, you know, colon cancer gets a hard time too, I will say. but my lung cancer peeps, first of all, it does not matter whether you smoked or not. You are now a cancer survivor just like any of us, and there shouldn't be a distinction between this was something that, you know, others believe, you know, you could have and should have, the should being the more important word, prevented or not. The bottom line is you're sitting in the same doctor's chair that I sat in, and we're all equal at that point as far as I'm concerned. I think statistically, I think it's worth noting for people to have awareness that roughly 25% of all lung cancers are non-smokers. I think people are kind of surprised to hear that. And I also think people are very surprised to hear that lung cancer is still the number one cancer cause of cancer deaths each year. And it beats out prostate, breast, and colon combined.
Combined.
So the mortality rate
very important
for lung cancer is horrible. So I think I have a real empathy and place of compassion for, you know, these are individuals that are dealing with some pretty harsh statistics. And that can be a lot to overcome, which is, again, why we want to bring together, you know, a group of individuals who can hopefully provide some support and some moral support and some camaraderie with one another.
And it's only
that's a great point.
It's only recently that we've begun seeing progress in successful treatment of metastatic lung cancer.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I have a good friend, one of our alumni, and she is, you know, was a stage 4 lung cancer survivor, and she is 4 years, no evidence of disease. Yes, love that.
Hooray.
And
she
is also a woman who, you know, has done a lot in that time, focusing on her own personal spiritual growth and a lot of other things that I just applaud her for not just relying on the medical treatment. She has embraced that and has also gone on to really reconnect with her God and faith, and making sure that others, she's a great advocate. So I'm very excited by some of the medical treatments that are starting to come down the pike.
Great. And a good source of that information is Robin Martinez and smartpatients.com, where you'll find patients who are willing to talk about their clinical trial experience or whatever other things that they're finding successful in dealing with their lung cancer and other cancers as well.
Great.
Robin, you want to say anything more about that?
No, just come join us at smartpatients.com. We'd be glad to have any person with cancer, and also caregivers, family members, and people with other chronic conditions as well, because we understand what it's like to live with a health problem day to day.
That's right. So thank you so much, Shannon, for being with us. This has been a lovely conversation, and it sounds like you're doing wonderful things, as always. So hopefully we'll get a lot of people signing up for your North Carolina symposium for people with lung cancer, for patients with lung cancer from North Carolina. Be sure to check out windriverservices.org. And thank you so much. And thanks to Mike and to Robin, as always, for their good input. And thank you, everybody, for being with us today. We hope that you'll join us again another time as well. And meanwhile, be well and be a powerful patient. Take good care.